haven't been on in a while because of this sore throat. I got a coffee from Dunkin' and I was like, okay, let me just drink it for a little while, see how it goes. So I've been helping my grandmother. I've been off for about a couple weeks, like 3 weeks. Made a couple of new episodes on Anchor. I haven't really been on CastBox a lot, but I've been around for a little while. So if you haven't seen me, I have just reached, I'm very thankful for this, I just reached 612 followers on Twitter. And I actually really am appreciative of everybody who's done that. And I have a few people on here who I would like to thank. I have the professor, I have Ambi, and I have Mr. Bub that's also here. So I'd like to thank him for following, three of you for following along with me on this journey. So let's get started. So I want to talk about some coffee tricks that I have up my sleeve. So I've been trying to get these coffee tricks and tips out. So if you ever go out, let's say if you ever go out and you were like, I gotta go to work, but I'm really bored, and you're not bored from work or anything, or work's going for, you're just like, you go out and you're just like, I wanna get a coffee, you're just like, okay, and then you're just like, but I don't like the cups, the Dunkin' cups are awful, and then you're just like, because it's like cold, and you don't want the ice to melt on your desk, you have to get a plastic cup, those little plastic cups, and they don't have those cups coming out anymore, because they're coming out with paper, and their paper's gonna substitute for the other cups, and it's gonna substitute. So what I suggest is that, my little tip for that is, always bring your own cup. Don't get a Dunkin' cup, because when you do that, you're also paying for welcome. When you're getting a Dunkin' cup, you're paying for the cup. It's also the beverage with the cup you get. But when you have your own mug, you pay for a refill. So you're just paying for $1.24. You're paying for a refill, and that's what I do. I pay for a refill. Go out to like Dunkin' or Starbucks. I think Starbucks does it too. I don't know if McDonald's does it. But that's very convenient, though. McDonald's is like a dollar, so McDonald's was really good. I really liked McDonald's because what it is, it's like a dollar, and you can get like a frappe, or you can get like their iced coffee or their hot coffee. The hot coffee I don't recommend, because their hot coffee is not like my favorite. Their hot coffee is not my favorite because I tried their hot coffee, and their hot coffee is, like, really flat. So it's just, like, I'm not gonna go with it. And whoever the ID is that is in here, I welcome you. I'm just talking about some tips and tricks about coffee and the do's and don'ts. I do think that it's so much easier to bring your own mug to when you go to, like, Dunkin' or Starbucks. I don't think it's a good idea to get their cups, because then you're just paying, like, $3 rather than a dollar for just a refill. And it makes it so much easier to just pay for a refill, because then you don't have to rush out the door just for there to be like, oh, they don't have cups in this size, or they don't have cups in that size, or you have to pay like extra for a hot cup, or like some people still get a hot cup from Dunkin'. Like, that's a waste of money, that's a waste of my time, it's a waste. I don't feel that that should be useful. So I've actually felt that it's so much better to bring your own mug. Like, if you don't have a mug at your house that you want to bring, fine. Dunkin' has, like, mini mugs that they sell. They're, like, some of them are $8, mm-hmm. and you get a free refill. And I like that, because it makes it 10 times easier than you can just buy a mug. They fill it for you. It could be ice or hot coffee, and then you can just go. And it's very convenient, because then you can still have your mug, refill it. It's $1.24. The first one's free. The second one's like $1.24. And every time it's $1.24, because you're not paying for their cup. You pay for their cup. And you're just, it's not useful. I don't like paying for their cups. So I think the best thing to do is before I leave is I always get coupons. I love coupons. Dunkin' has a lot of coupons. Like they had one for donuts. I think Starbucks had coupons. And